From the Financial Times in Brussels, I'm Alex Barker, and this is FT News. Europe's migration crisis is hurtling towards a potentially defining turning point this month. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is facing the first electoral test of her refugee policy, just as the pillars of the EU's response come under sustained assault. EU leaders are preparing for an emergency migration summit on Monday against a grim backdrop. Desperate scenes at the Greece-Macedonia border, where crowds of migrants are being beaten back from storming a fence with salvos of tear gas. Four crucial components of Europe's migration response are at stake. Is this the end of the road for Merkel's Plan A? Miss Merkel is beset on all sides domestically and isolated abroad. Her personal popularity still remains relatively high, but the arrival of 1.1 million refugees in Germany has dented her command of German politics. Her CDU party is bracing itself for a poor showing in three state elections scheduled for March 13 that have turned into a referendum on the Chancellor's refugee strategy. She insists there is no Plan B. But if two EU summits this month fail to deliver results, a stricter approach may be inevitable. Will the EU-Turkey deal make a difference? Turkey is the centrepiece of the EU's migration strategy. Yet 3 months after an EU-Turkey deal to cut migrant flows, more than 2,000 people per day are still making the Aegean crossing. There is now deadlock. Ankara will not act more decisively until the EU starts taking in refugees directly from Turkey, and the EU wants numbers dramatically down before it will consider resettlement. Diplomats are in despair, but one hard fact remains. Neither Berlin nor Athens can cope, either politically or practically, with another 1 million arrivals in 2016. Up to 70,000 refugees are forecast to be stuck in Greece in coming weeks. There are serious concerns of a humanitarian crisis.
Wiedereinführung des Funktionierens von Schengen, dann auch, dass wir der näher kommen müssen bei unserer nächsten Begegnung. Und da wird in den nächsten Tagen noch viel Arbeit zu leisten sein.
Miss Merkel is worried. Greece is in a fragile state, politically and economically. We didn't keep Greece in the euro, only to then leave it in the lurch, she said on Sunday. Will European solidarity make a comeback? The EU's flagship policy of relocating refugees from Italy and Greece has resulted in roughly 600 people out of a proposed 160,000 actually moving. Worse still, countries are beginning to act alone to tighten borders, ignoring objections from Berlin and Brussels. EU officials are frantically searching for ways to revive a common refugee policy, but it faces huge political obstacles. One Eurozone minister told us, "We're close to our worst nightmare. A negative spiral of closed borders and independent policies. I don't want to go there, but we don't have long." Alex Barker, Financial Times, Brussels.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.